Yeah, we're live.
Hello.
Hello.
Finish it.
I can't finish it.
Classic.
You can say we should be live again.
Are you sure?
We are.
Oh,
I'm still
on Twitch.
I want that M&M cookie bar so bad.
Dude, yeah.
I need to find that.
Do they make those anymore?
No.
Maybe eBay?
Yeah. Let me get a
25-year-old bar.
Yeah, let me get a 2009 M&M cookie bar, dude. Yeah.
You would probably eat it.
We are live,
by the way. Reesbecks.
We should be live.
We are.
Damn, that's upsetting.
You know, if you go on PopTarts.com, you can find the old PopTart flavors, and you can have them shipped to your house.
Oh, that's crazy.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was never made PopTart, guys.
PopTart Cool Ranch.
Wait. Do they have the PopTarts, the promotional ones from the Spider-Man movie?
Are you really bringing back that TikTok from
the podcast? Do they have them?
Probably.
Remember the Deadpool and Wolverine popcorn bucket? Isn't that the same thing?
No.
I remember when you tried to
what
get
about
it,
the
and
what
then
about
I remember
the
what
Dune?
People
what
did
the
do
Dune
it.
One?
The Dune one was devious, dude.
Did you hear what Timothy Chalamet said about
his
Dune bucket?
No, I don't think that's how you say his name.
What did he say?
No, he said that he keeps his at home under his bed.
That's creepy.
Ladies
actual
and gentlemen,
from an interview.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to, I guess, part three of the
We're back.
Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Episode tonight. We will be talking about episodes 1 and 2 of the English dub. We started this on YouTube. It got struck. Then we moved over to Twitch. We finished the episodes, and then we immediately moved back to YouTube. I do see a bunch of new follows. Siren,
I know, man.
Danny Boy, and Nova Master, thank you for the follows. We also got some donations and cheers. We will be reading those in a little bit.
Woo!
But, boys, we have seen the first two episodes for...
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush's English dub, as we, of course, are waiting for subs to come out for the final arc. So two shows, one version at the end, one version just beginning. Four episodes of the dub have released. Pete, we'll start with you. What are your impressions on the first two episodes?
I mean, you know, it's okay. I mean, I'm always in the beginning of the shows with the tutorial stuff. I felt the same way in the sub where I'm like, I kind of want to get past this.
Mm-hmm.
So... I think I'm going to be a lot more interested as the show goes on.
Yeah.
It was
when Zuijo shows up.
Yeah, and it was great to just hear our friend Barrett. I thought he was great. You wouldn't even know that's him just because he has such the talent to do with different voices that he can make.
Yep.
But it was fun to kind of relive what I had forgotten, at least the small details.
Yeah.
And he got a dub line here or there that's like, that was good.
Dude,
yeah,
that
like
was
the Tazaki one.
Yeah.
Or
oh, the green.
Spicy. Like,
that's good. But it was fun just to watch something again with you guys. But, you know, nothing crazy. It's the beginning of the show.
It's the beginning of the show. I will actually praise this dub, and I'll praise the last couple of dubs. Mm-hmm. I feel like during the Zexal and Arc 5 dubs, I felt like there were a good amount of characters where I didn't like their English dub voices. I don't know if maybe I'm just getting older. I'm getting more just like, you know, it's fine. But I really do believe that with Vrains, with Sevens, and now with Go Rush. Of course, we're very early with Go Rush. That's happened to me less and less where the dub voices don't. I think the dub voices have gotten a lot better since, like, those Zexal Arc 5 days. They fit the character. I don't hear voices where I'm like, oh, man, that's cringy, like I did with a lot of the Zexal and Arc 5
I've heard that in other
dubs.
Animes where I'm like, oh, my
yeah,
God,
where
you
the voice
just killed that character
right,
with that voice.
Right. Like, it goes beyond Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah. Sometimes the hirings are terrible. But, like, Yu-Gi's, I thought, did a good job.
Yeah.
UDS, I really like. Manabu, obviously,
yeah.
Barrett Letty being our friend aside, I thought Manabu actually
really
was
well.
Very
really
good.
Like
the two highlights for me that were really surprising to me were Neanderstar.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought she was incredible.
She was great.
I loved her like voice because it sounded like seductive but persuasive at the same time, and like just like it was very good.
Yeah,
and it fit what her character is all about. Really, really well. And of course, if you're watching the dub, you'll learn more about her. And then the other character that I was unsure of as I played Duel Links, that I thought actually was much better sounding in the dub was Yuumu. Yuumu, I thought, and you know, when you're playing Duel Links and you're listening to the lines, it's like those lines need to be amped up, right? You're in the middle of the duel. You got to be hyped. But there's a lot more moments in the show where you can have different ranges.
Yeah.
And I feel like this voice actress for Yuumu actually really shined mm-hmm. with the show more than with Duel Links, because Duel Links is just dueling taunts. Yeah, and that's kind of one registry in a lot of ways.
Yeah, or them just screaming.
Or them just screaming where, you know, in Duel Links, her voice I felt sounded like pretty nasally and, you know, everybody, well, actually. Like, it did sound kind of like that. And that does fit her character a little bit, especially early on. I really, really was pleasantly surprised. I really actually liked her voice. Thought it was much better sounding in the anime than in the Duel Links game. Not to say I didn't like it in the Duel Links game, but that was the voice I was like...
actually have dialogue here.
That's exactly it, yeah. And you know what? I think I'd obviously you'd much rather it sound better in the show than in a stupid mobile app. So, yeah, I thought her voice was really good. So I will... Yes, the actually meme, which, you know, it does fit her character to a degree.
Is
I mean,
an available one?
Is that on iOS?
You combine.
Dredge, what did you think of the Go Rush
actually. Dub? Actually. I mean, it's, again, as I said at the beginning, the tutorial, man, every time.
Yeah, well, that's not to speak on the dub. That's just the show, how
general,
the show starts.
Also, the dub not, you know, the way the cards are designed, I spoke right away. I don't like the way they're designed. I don't like the attack points. Nothing about the effect. I know it was Japanese writing. You could have done the English word. You could have wrote it in English. It could look more like a... I don't know. Just personally, I'm not a fan of that.
I know there's a lot of people that feel that same way.
Can the two of you stop?
Yeah. I did nothing.
No, yes, you did. You pointed the computer. Shut up. You turn this off. I'm done with both of you. I'm trying to talk. Go to something else. I can't, man. You asked me what I want to do, and you got this idiot who's looking at the meme. Cal's pointing at shit, and then Dill just smiling like...
Well, I was listening to you, to be fair. I was actually... I was listening to you.
Here, I'm going to X that Reddit. I literally didn't even say a word. What I just went like this, and
yeah,
that
but that's not helping. You're instigating.
Anyway, Judge,
what
were
you saying? Yeah, it was... I don't like the card design. It was good, though, to start like the voice actors. I still, to this point, still enjoy the Japanese voice actors better. That being said... Barrett Laddies was good, as you said. I liked Uemu's. I think we're going to see the range of Udius's voice actor as well when we get into those more intense duels. Which
yes.
As well. And then even that little glimpse of the narrator possibly being Kawhi Duel. I like that so far. And then even the Zuijo one sounds great too.
It's so weird listening to the narrator now and being like,
I know who that is. Yeah. I know who this guy is. Well, listening to it and being like, oh, that's like one of, in my opinion, the best characters in the show.
Yeah. One of the more important ones.
For sure. Whether you like him or not, he is. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So good overall start. The tutorial stuff, I have to get past that. So.
Yeah, and that's the
show.
Get
a whole arc.
I know.
That's the show.
I remember.
Nick, your thoughts on the first two episodes here of the Go Rush dub?
I mean, so, like, my feelings of the dub are not, like, that different from my feeling of the sub in that, like, yes, like, I really quite enjoyed being, like, reintroduced to these characters, you know, in the similar, very similar context. Of course, like, kind of reliving the tutorial aspect of it is kind of, you know, it is what it is. You know, that's what the show is. It has nothing to do with it just being the dub. It's the beginning of a show where they're teaching, you know, the audience the card game. Mm-hmm. But I really quite liked all the voices. I think the characterizations and, like, of these characters are really good, especially Nyan to Star. I liked the Kawhi Duel, what we know now to be the Kawhi Duel voice, but I guess for now I'll just call him the narrator. And I like the quips. And the one thing that's going to change without a doubt is one-liners. Like, they're very rarely going to keep, just because it's for a Western audience. They're going to keep one-liners for the Western audience, change one-liners for the Western audience. Yeah. And I you know what? A few of them really hit.
They always do.
They always do.
The Vrains one I still think about all the time is, whoa, creeper alert, when Viral is like lurking around.
So good.
Yeah. You know.
The hot dog is a sandwich.
Yeah. No, there's so many great ones. And that is an element that I think either annoys you or you think it's hilarious. Yeah. I don't think there's any in between.
No.
I'm on the hilarious. I think they're hilarious.
It had its moment.
Oh, yes. I think some of them are okay.
I think it depends. I think sometimes when the tone doesn't call for it and you're like, well, did you really need it?
Sure. Yeah.
But
with
Eye and Brains made sense. In this show it makes sense.
Yeah.
Sevens made sense.
Sevens it made sense. Exactly. So like And I don't, as of now, like, they didn't make any change that I was like, oh, I wish they hadn't done that. Like
the bike helmets?
Other than that.
That was funny.
Other than that.
That was actually very funny.
I understand they're in a box.
I caught that right away.
Doing, and that was a good catch.
Yeah.
But it's like.
Well, because he is wearing this part, but they're like, oh, let's put a helmet.
His hair is through the helmet because they couldn't edit it any better.
Yeah, that was a little
whack. That might be, though, like, I don't know if that's like a regulation thing where you're showing.
Because
they did it in Sevens, too, with Yuga, where if you show, like, kids like riding a bike, you
probably
have to. Yeah. It might be an American like regulation thing.
Well, obviously, a lot more serious. But wasn't the famous one? Didn't they take out the gun in the Kaiba scene?
Yeah, his finger.
But you know, even in the early 2000s, I've seen Eric Stewart, the voice actor of Seto Kaiba in the dub, talk about this at conventions, and I can concur this because I've also talked to people that actually. You know, work on the dubs. A lot of those decisions to do different censorships, the finger gun removal, is because they had to follow much stricter Saturday morning cartoon guidelines that exist in the United States.
Which is crazy, right?
Versus, right. So a lot of those changes were because they legally had to make those changes because they were in that Saturday morning kid cartoon television slot. So a lot of people will blame 4Kids and Konami, but I think
you're forced by the FCC.
Good amount of right. Yeah. And that's, I think, what people might miss a little bit. That and it was much stricter in the early 2000s. I think it's loosened up a 100% little bit.
Yeah.
But like, think about like. You know, in the early 2000s, you had a real movement that video games were going to, like, lead to, you know.
Oh, yeah, that was a whole
thing. That was a real movement that had ground.
I just think it's fascinating how just different laws in different countries are vastly different, right? Like, as we're talking here, the FCC and all that stuff for television show, a lot crazier and more strict than it would be in Japan.
Right.
However, the flip side, Japan's copyright law, so much stricter than it is here in the United States.
Yeah.
So it's funny how those different types of media and the laws that are involved in them could be such on the opposite side of the scale for two different countries.
Yeah, right, because you can very easily say, oh, this is why, you know, Japan is so much better when it comes to regulations because, you know, they can do whatever they want. And then you say, yeah, well, try to, you know, claim fair use.
Yeah,
and
awful.
I mean, they've struck my videos down for showing still images of the shows before. Yeah. And I know, like,
there was a point they were trying to get you for artwork,
right? Right, for fan artwork.
It was fan artwork.
Yes, and now
no.
Every time I obviously, you know, counterclaim, they never took me to court. That was the only option they had.
Because
like
they're doing it because they know they can,
right? Because there's no repercussions for them,
yeah.
And either I'm going to keep them down and lose my channel, or lose the video. Or I'm going to fight, and they'll say, whatever. Would have been up anyway.
Our bad.
Yeah, right, right. So
I think it's more that they're trying to get you to stop.
Yeah.
So even if you win, you lost all your momentum. You have to wait 30 days to get that video back. They're just hoping you quit.
And I know people in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Community that have. Noah Jenk is a great example,
I think
his channel, and I'm sure there's people in watching right now that know that username. He was someone who made really good Yu-Gi-Oh! Videos every month or so, like what made a duel special and all these different types
of
videos. And he was, he titled it something different because that's the one that I do. But it's similar, just breaking down a duel.
Yeah.
And they went after him. He didn't have the same pull with YouTube that I did because his channel was smaller.
It
that's just the unfortunate
momentum.
Truth.
Yep.
And YouTube wouldn't even push his counterclaims forward. And he lost his channel to the copyright strikes.
Right.
And I remember talking to him like 2-3 years ago. And he's like, what's the point of me building it back up
and
if they're
going
to come for me? So I already know that. That has worked, and that has killed Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime, and it's always on the anime side, Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime content creators before, and I'm sure there's more than just him that it's hurt. So, it sucks. It goes both ways, for sure. Nick T., anything else you wanted to add?
I will say, I'm curious to look more into it, but I couldn't find anything on the bicycle helmet thing. I don't think, I feel like that may just be more in terms of, like, what they're like trying to promote rather
than.
It
might not be a law.
It might not
be
a law.
Regulation.
I feel like it's like, oh, well, if it's a kid, a depiction of a child, maybe it should rather than it being. Like,
maybe because it's like a law in the United States to wear it.
Yeah, so
as
like,
a kid.
Well, see, these
so
kids
it's
are
like,
wearing.
This is a law, so we're going to put it in the show so that they.
Yeah, so
yeah,
it encourages it rather. Yeah. But I thought, I mean, obviously look goofy. But
yeah.
Looks
so goofy.
Other than that, the changes that we've seen, Maddox. Not using like the
chemistry,
the cat, the cat puns.
Yeah.
I can live without
them. No, I was fine with that.
With them. I did enjoy it. Like obviously, right now at this point, for probably the first arc, we're not going to see significant changes, and we're not going to see changes like that we'll like dislike necessarily. It's not. I don't think it's until we get to the thick of it that like
it's a lot of world building,
more potential for diversions.
I agree. A very good sign for the people that always get very annoyed at like censorship changes, understandably so. Mm. A very good sign. They did not, I believe, remove a single sequence from the UDS Zuijo stuff. Because nope. You could have still talked about how Zuijo, you know, that sacrifice was made without showing the actual explosion. The fact they kept all of that in, I think that's a very good sign. Yeah. Very good sign. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember back in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monster days, you know, it's like, oh, there's certain things they have to keep in and show. I mean, I look at a character like Marek, his goals and motivations totally different in the two versions, right? In the original, he just wanted revenge. He wanted to kill the Pharaoh. And in the dub, he wanted to obtain all the Millennium Items and the three Egyptian god cards to, like, rule. And those are two totally different.
Extremely different.
So, like, you know, we've seen total character motivational changes. The fact that they're keeping that in, that being such a big point in Udius's journey and Zuijo's journey, and the Valgirians as a race, that's a really good sign, I think.
I completely agree.
Your thoughts on the dub, Cal?
Again, I kind of can echo what you guys have said. Yeah. I thought the voices fit everybody very well, I think. Even like basically every character down the line I thought sounded really good. Even Tazaki's voice and... like you said, the one-liners with the gravy, how, like, you know, dude, things are getting spicy. Like,
so good.
I mean, that I know that'll be on the soundboard shortly. no, I mean, yeah. I mean, and, yeah, the tutorial stuff, we said it when the show came out. It's not a knock on the dub, like you said. It's just, you know, they're teaching people how to play the game. Yeah. And at least over here, the game doesn't exist, so they actually do need to learn how to play it.
Yeah, it is crazy.
That's a whole different thing. But, no, I enjoyed it, and... I again, like Nick T said, like I kind of enjoyed, you know, Maddox without all of the cat puns and everything that he said.
Yeah,
like, kind of doing his own thing. I like that. But yeah, I mean, there's not really much else for me to say on it. I liked it.
Yeah,
and I think as the show goes on, we may see some changes here and there. But overall, I mean, I think it was very well done.
Very good starting point. I'm sure there's going to be some voices that I'm like, I don't really love. But so far, so good.
I've liked
all the voices. And it's good when I feel that way at the start of the show. Because I can tell you, with Zexal and Arc 5, excuse me, I did not feel... that way, where there were, I'm not going to name characters, but there were one or two characters in the main groups of both of those shows that I didn't love their dub voice.
Okay.
And when you don't love, like, one of the big, important characters' voices, So, like, if, for example, if, like, Rovian, and I'm going to pick on Rovian because I know I'll like her voice because Abby Espiritu is reprising that role.
That's right.
Yeah, because she did Roman.
She's
wonderful. Oh, very, awesome. Very sweet. So I know she's going to do a great job. I'm interested to see if she talks in puns, but that's besides the point. If she has a voice that maybe I don't like, a character like her.
You're going to DM her.
No, I'm not.
Like,
no. No, but she's a more minor character in this show. You know, as compared to Roman, right? Think about how much more Roman was around because she was a main character.
Yeah.
So when some of those side characters have voices that are like, oh, it's like, it's for an episode. It's for five episodes.
I just realized as we're talking about this, I got to get through the Chupitaro dub voice. I'm really nervous about
that. Oh, he's going to be so
irritating. You know what's funny, though? It's going to be good because it's so easy to make that voice so annoying.
That voice is in Duel Links. I've heard that voice. I just can't picture it.
I can't picture it.
And the Meek voice, the Meek-chan voice. Well, she'll probably be fine.
God,
honestly, I gotta be honest. I think there's a good chance the voice is less annoying in the dub.
I think it's
because that voice is so ear scratching in the original version. Dude, I think actually the dub it's gonna be better, even if it still is cringy. And that's part of his character. Like, his character is to be an annoying chupacabra.
Yeah. Oh, mission accomplished for sure.
Well, what about when we get to him in the dub, Mama?
Oh, please, not Bruya. I can't do it.
You know what? Honestly,
we could remove him and we wouldn't miss anything. Just remove his parts, put someone else in.
I can't do that.
Yeah, that's going to be brutal.
I hope they keep that in fully.
Should I message Darren Dunstan, the vocal director, and ask, hey, can I come in and audition for Bruya? I think I've got a good Mama.
I know.
Mama.
Can you pull off all the other parts?
No,
but maybe I could just do the Mamas.
That's not how that
Mama.
Works.
Yeah,
you know, Mama. I think if you got it, you commit to the whole role.
You might be able to pull it off.
I no.
You can do
First
it.
Of all, I'm not a voice actor. I don't want to, you know, like,
no,
spit
it's
on the work
it's amazing
of actual voice actors.
Work, though,
while bringing
you
a
like
goof like me in. I can yap, but that doesn't
You're
mean I'm a voice
yap.
Actor.
You could be a yap.
I want you as a background character.
Well, he's dueling and just there'll be a fan in the crowd just going, mama.
I would have loved to be one of the three Jersey Devils because they have very little lines. I think I could have done that.
They still have enough. They have a duel one. What is that? Like
no. But the main one. One of the side ones.
Him.
The side ones.
Yeah.
Not George.
Now, do your stereotypical like Italian voice.
Hey, I'm walking here.
You can be like, hey, George.
Hey, George.
George, what are you doing? Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
We come from the Mama Spaghetti Planet.
You're drawing like shit.
You're drawing like shit.
I think it'll fit.
Yeah, they can curse. They can curse.
Oh, my God.
They're allowed.
They're allowed to curse.
Oh, yeah. I would have loved to be. I will say right now, I know there's a bit of a low-stake conspiracy theory that I am the voice of George Jersey, and I just have not revealed it yet. I've seen people write that in stream. Not just
that.
This one, in other streams.
That's hilarious.
You guys would know if I was the voice of George Jersey. Do you really think I would be able to keep that a secret?
No, absolutely not.
Really?
Not at all.
Well, not anymore because the NDA's. But for a while, yes. But everybody's like,
there
would have
been
now.
A giant George Jersey poster on your wall.
Yeah,
like,
would have been.
No.
I'm a little disappointed in Barrett for not pulling some strings, making that happen.
Well, to be honest, I've never said to anyone that I'm interested in voice acting.
Well, then that's on you.
Well, no, but I. I'm not a voice actor. There are,
you
know,
done that.
I hope, you know, there are, it would be cool to see if there are other people that were like in the community that end up like voice acting for characters. Cause we've seen it with Jen Silverman. So we know it's possible. She's kind of the path setter, the trend setter. I can't think of the right term for that. The trailblazer. That's exactly what I was looking for. So I would love to see some more people in the Yu-Gi-Oh community get voice acting roles, if they are voice actors, of course. And
sure.
I think it's very exciting because it's possible.
Yeah.
So that's the cool part.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, it would be cool. So,
God, now all I'm picturing is you just yelling, mama.
Mama! Mama!
You would do very good.
You would do good, mama.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. We got some donations.
We
Natalie Cyber Tips. Yeah, thank you, Natalie, for the $2 donation. Dylan should just do Talking Beyblade if there is no extra show at the end of Go Rush and covered Beyblade Metal Fight. I'm prepared for when there is no extra show after Go Rush. Natalie, thank you so much for the donation. Here's the thing. Beyblade, it's very similar when people say, oh, watch the upcoming season of Cardfight Vanguard. The kind of person I am, I think what makes me enjoyable for people to watch, I would hope, is that I do have knowledge of watching all of the shows. And maybe that's not true. Maybe people enjoy watching me for other reasons.
I would argue it's your passion.
Yeah.
But I think that passion's there because I can back up that passion.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I think that's what attracts people.
Well, I appreciate that. I thank you.
I think it's just because you're goofy.
Well, maybe it's both. But the point I'm trying to get to is if I wanted to watch a new Beyblade show or the new Vanguard show, I would feel I would have to watch all of the other shows that came before it.
I feel that way.
Yeah, and you
no,
get
like,
that?
I can get that vibe. If I'm going to cover something, it's like,
I got to know it.
I don't want to feel ignorant
on the
context and the lore of how we got here.
Right.
You know?
Now, with Beyblade, and I've heard very good things about Beyblade Metal. I asked how many episodes of Beyblade have already aired.
A lot.
But that's the answer I got.
Yeah.
A bunch of people said
it's
a
many.
Lot. But what is a lot? 100 is a lot.
If you look it up,
is it 700?
It's definitely more than the amount of My Hero Academia episodes you still need to watch.
Okay, I agree.
Hey, comes full circle. This guy got you.
It is 10 o'clock. You got to head out?
Yeah.
Okay. We are saying goodbye to Dredger. We will be right
back.
Bye,
Dredgenator.
Here we go. Goodbye to a real one.
Much
love, brother.
Be careful.
Drive safely.
Drive safe. It's supposed to be a bad hailstorm tomorrow, so be careful.
Bro, I can't.
Be careful driving. Hey.
We're getting a foot of snow next week, though.
No, don't. I saw the S word. Don't want to hear.
Hey, what the heck?
I mean, come on.
This is my house.
Yeah, but like barely.
And guess who's sitting in the king's chair?
Hey, you know, Cal. I want to talk to you for a second while we have a chance. You know,
let me talk to him.
I want my public respect here on this stream right now.
Oh, on this one too?
For the win that I had last night. I win the circuit. Uh-huh. All the trash talk you and Dill over there, that clown did.
Yeah.
You got anything to say to me?
Yeah, so for those who weren't there, yesterday me and Dylan on his Twitch, we did a marble stream. And I was giving Pete zero respect, but I did tell him that if he won, if he won, yeah, no respect at all. But if he won, I was like, you can earn that respect. Just win. And he pulled through. He won by the skin of his teeth. It was a really close race. He won. I was like, you know what, Pete? You've earned my respect. I'm sorry. I gave him a little one of these. Like, congratulations. You know, you did your best work here. And
feels,
yeah,
feel, it feels done. A little bit like you're, you know, it's kind of fake.
No, know? Not fake at all.
It kind of feels a little fake.
I respect
even,
you,
even
man.
The, in the fact that you're in falsetto, kind of feels a little
no,
fake.
No.
But I will say, I did get a deal today with Red Bull.
So. Oh, wait. I have a deal with Red Bull.
Yeah. Well, they said they're moving on from you. They got to go to the hotter hand.
Oh man. Oh, yeah. I really am. Yeah. That 31st birthday has really got to me.
It's got you, you know?
If you want to spread out.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you can sit
oh,
here.
Oh, dude. So I'm not counting, like, spin-off series like Bay Wheels and Bay Warriors. It's only, like, 748 episodes.
Oh, that's
yeah,
nothing,
it's only,
dude.
I mean, dude, you could definitely watch
you
that.
You could
have,
like, 3 days.
When you start, so that's what? Original Beyblade, Beyblade Metal Saga.
I heard
Beyblade
one of them was
Burst,
terrible.
And now Beyblade X.
Hear me out. They'll just watch all three at the same time.
Metal. There's, like, a whole thing. I don't. I'm going off Wikipedia here, my guy.
I listen, I would not. Again, I'm not adverse to covering a different weekly show as like a side series on this channel. I'm not against it, but again, with a show like that, well, Vanguard is not weekly. It's more seasonal. But again, I would want to know, like, I would want to watch the entirety of it.
You could speed run 745.
No, I could not.
Come on.
What's the realistic there? So 10 episodes in about 3 hours. So how many hours is that? That's 3 times 70, right?
210
hours. 210
hours.
What, 20 minutes an episode or 22?
22.
Okay, so 22.
You do the math.
745.
Pokemon is weekly.
16,390 minutes. So you're around a little over 273 hours.
So if I did
24
8
hours a day.
10 hours a day, I could get it done in a month. But I can't do 10 hours a day.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because then what if I just
no,
go?
That is your career.
What
now.
If I go on a darkness
you're
retreat?
On, you're on a darkness retreat
yeah.
for a month.
Ladies
and
gentlemen,
come back in your Beyblade everything.
And it'll be Yu-Gi-Oh! Nothing for that month, and we'll just take over the channel.
Pokemon, you know, one that
we'll bring back a cooking stream.
Kitchen's
we'll
Corner.
Go, yeah, Kitchen's Corner is coming back.
Pokemon's not actually a bad idea. That's one that we all could jump into and watch.
I feel like that's even more episodes. And isn't there spin-offs
it
and
is.
Everything? It's like
but
crazy.
I feel like enough of what happened in the other shows. We'll think about it. We have plans.
We also, yeah, we had ideas of the older show coverings. And,
yes.
You know,
we
we'll
have plans.
See what happens.
Should I reveal the new show that's going
to
be
100% up to you.
I would it's wait.
Sure, show.
The Wednesday
night that'll air twice a month.
The Wednesday schedule.
That is 100% up to you. Do you want to do a, like a formal video of it?
I was going to do a video maybe closer to when.
Right,
it,
so why don't you just do that then?
But I could reveal it right now to people.
You
or
could.
You could just tease them.
Or
and
you
like,
could,
hey, there's something down the pipeline, but wouldn't you like to know? Find out TBD.
And then you drop that as a short. And then you release the video
yeah, you just
later.
Keep milking it. Just keep teasing them.
All right, we'll wait. We'll wait. Natalie, thank you for another $2 donation. Dylan should. Oh, I'm sorry. All the popular YouTube reaction channels are reacting to Beyblade. You won't get harassed by YouTube copyright if you do. You would love that series. It's good from what I know. Yeah, no, Natalie. I mean, it seems very interesting. Again, I've never seen a single episode of Beyblade, and so I would want to watch. I don't know if I just like, and that was a show. You can't just jump into that, right? Like, you need to watch the other shows, unless I'm getting that confused with Vanguard. Pokemon is different. I feel like you can just jump into Horizons,
probably.
And we could catch up to Horizons fairly quickly, like to where it is now.
Yeah, I don't think that far ahead, are they?
I don't know where they are.
It's probably not 745 episodes.
No, I think it's been going on for 2 years. I think it started when Go Rush started.
Okay, so at max, what do they have? Maybe 100 episodes?
We get to that in 3 days.
Okay.
Do the math on that. We could just have a binge-watching session one weekend.
One weekend straight. No sleep.
Let's say there's 100
episodes. We used to do that in high school.
It's like fair, actually.
The thing, too,
close to 37 hours. I mean, you can knock that
the
out.
Thing, too, with something like...
half.
The thing, too, with something like Bakugan and Vanguard is I don't even know how to really play those games. So it's not like me just like jumping into that.
You don't want to play Pokemon.
Either of those. That's why I said Pokemon wouldn't be an issue. But those other two, like, and also you don't play in the anime. You don't. It's not like they don't play a card game in the anime. It's battling.
No, I understand that.
Right. I actually, it's funny because I actually don't know how to play Pokemon. If you're talking about the Pokemon,
no, I'm talking about
game,
the video game. Like, sure, well, sure. What the show
been,
is showing is
you've
what
been
you
learning
play
from the app,
learning
right?
From
yeah.
The app.
Oh yeah,
how,
me
how
too.
To
yeah.
Play.
Yeah.
It's not
I
the same.
Is it the same?
It's very.
Oh, it's different.
No,
it's
I think it's very different, but still, even in that, I'm getting like the idea of kind of how this works. A little bit.
I think in the actual card game, Pete, you have to like draw energy cards.
I do believe you
probably
do.
More similar to like Magic the Gathering than the actual.
It's just
game
only so much time in the day. I know, obviously, you guys feel the same way. Where it's like,
yeah,
how many things can I watch slash learn? Like, it's just none, you know, I can't. You know,
yeah.
And by the time you're done working all day, you don't really want to.
Yeah, I know. Like, the last thing I want to do is learn more stuff after I've learned all day long.
I've learned too much. I'm done learning in general. Yeah.
So bro is done. His cup is full.
My cup runneth over.
My brain's so smooth.
But Natalie, thank you. There's definitely a lot for me to think about. Over. And it's one of those things where I'm waiting to see what happens with Go Rush. I'm waiting to see what happens after Go Rush. And if Jump Festa comes and goes this coming year... and there's still no show announced. It's going to be bleak for another Yu-Gi-Oh! Show, I think, at that point.
Yeah, at that point, you're probably cooked, and the insurance world will be calling.
No.
Ring, ring.
It can call. Hey. I ain't picking up the phone.
Pick it up.
You just go hotel all the time, bro.
No, I will make this work.
Why don't you become like a real estate agent or something?
No,
you could become a mogul.
This is my dream. The people have allowed me to pursue this dream. It will work out.
Nice, dude.
I'm confident.
I like that.
Welcome back to Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything. I'm your host, Dylan.
Well, the plan is to pass it off to my next of kin.
I just celebrated my 75th birthday.
What are you talking about?
Or her.
This is the day I give this show to little Jimmy. Jimmy just turned 14.
I will never sound like that.
I hate that impression.
I can't see you naming a kid Jimmy.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, little Yugi.
The kid in the eye all the time and say, hey, I think the Pharaoh's better than you.
He looks at me, Yugi boy.
Oh, God, no. Come on.
Be for real.
How could
now?
You not resist saying that?
Yeah. I would if I came
Honestly,
over.
Honestly, get a dog and name it Yugi.
Yugi boy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Tim. TJM Pink. Tim, thank you for the 16 months on Twitch. Yo, how's it going? 16 months is wild.
It's crazy.
16 months is indeed wild. Thank you so much, Tim, for the resub. You are freaking awesome. I don't know if you followed over to YouTube, but thank you. Colin Cleaves, thank you for the 100 bits. It's always funny seeing early season duels versus late duels, especially in this show where duels go from literal vanilla beatdown to current ones where duelist activates one spell and summons three fusion monsters instantly and every other mechanic later added on. It is.
True.
It is.
I like there's a middle ground there somewhere.
There was a point in the duels where, like, you know, where Udius doesn't know what a spell card is.
Yeah.
Like,
there was a point where he didn't know what a card was.
Yeah, well, that's true,
he
too.
He thought the packs were cards. Mm-hmm. Watching those duels and then watching the newer ones, which,
with
of course.
Rituals.
Yes, where there's rituals.
They go crazy.
And the, you know, Yu-Hiotis, I think, summoned... What, 6-7 fusion monsters?
That turn was insane.
Yeah,
dude.
Just absurd. So, yeah, it is jarring going back and forth for sure. Very, very fun. But, I can't wait for the – we have 4 episodes behind right now that have aired in Japan. Obviously, this weekend will be 5. Ooh. Can't wait for subs to come out, man.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not – I will say this. I'm not expecting them to come out for a while.
Yeah, it'll be a bit.
But whenever they do, we'll cover it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can't wait.
Pumped up.
Can't wait.
Pumped up.
Dark Emperor J, thank you for the 100 bits. So Epoch in the dub won't have poo poo kapoo.
Poo poo kapoo.
No, oh yeah, what would be the catchphrase?
Yeah.
I could
hoo 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 hoo.
Oh God.
It's gonna be something very
poo poo poo.
It's gonna be so irritating.
Like Scooby Doo.
I don't think does it get more irritating than poo poo kapoo?
What if she doesn't even have that? She just screams uncontrollably.
She just goes, oh
that. Absolutely not. Will not be the sound that will be made. 100%.
Gee, I mean, what are we doing, man? Come on.
Hey, by the way, Dill, no, this has nothing to do with Yu-Gi-Oh, so I do apologize. Pete Alonso, he's coming back.
Let's
just
go.
Fine.
So. Let's go.
I'm proud of you guys.
Two years, 54 mil.
Wow.
Wow. He real. Dude, Boris should be fired.
That's all I'm gonna say.
We offered him $7,158.
He should dug it.
He needs some help.
Only, yeah. I thought didn't he reject 3 for $90?
Yeah,
he's rejected. We also gave him a deal for 120. I think it was like 4 for $120 at
he
one
took
point.
2 for $50.
Because he thought with Boris he can
no
get
market.
Money. Apologize for the sports talk, but yeah,
no market.
We're
for
big
him.
Mets fans in the end.
Yeah,
here.
That was just a big deal. Yeah. So anyway, back to you. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. That now
I'm happy.
That's huge.
Honestly, good for them because that's a good deal for them.
And yeah, it's not a big deal. But you still get the
he's
going to
hit 45 home runs with Soto in the lineup, so you guys will be good.
Well, then if he does, he's thinking he'll get the big payday.
After that?
Correct.
Yeah, when he's 33? No.
Well, it works out for us in the long, the absolutely. Short and the long.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. Elaine, thank you so much for the 100 bits. Hi, Dylan and crew. The episodes were good. Do you think anyone will ritual summon besides Udius and Quaidul? I don't, actually. I don't.
No, we don't have enough time.
Yeah, right?
I don't think so either.
For Cal and Nick T, if you all want to answer the questions, you can. Favorite Udius duel so far? What is your favorite duel so far in Go Rush?
She asked us this already.
Oh, yeah. No. Favorite Udius? It might be both. Like, your favorite duel might have
favorite
Udius in
Udius
it.
Udius duel.
Yep.
Actually, I actually think I answered this question at a different time. I don't think it was Elaine who had asked the question. But it's actually the one where Quaidul takes over Udius.
At the end of the tournament?
Mm. Yeah. I thought that was such an awesome like introduction for Quaidul. Maybe not like awesome for Udius in that sense, but just that duel itself and how Quaidul was introduced. So as a Udius duel in a sense, I think that would be my favorite.
I love that.
Like I guess to me it feels more primarily like a Yuhi duel, but Udius it is against
in the duel.
It is against Udius and even though he switches bodies, I think it's still one of my favorite.
I think that might bodies, but well, I think that's control. Probably like one of my favorite duels in the show as well. Like just that one itself.
I also very much like the from that same tournament the Yuna Rovian duel.
Mm-hmm. Unirovian.
Not even just necessarily as a duel, but like as a vehicle for the plot. But like, both. Like that moment of the show, I'm like, yo.
Some good, unique picks there. I respect it. I love that.
And obviously, Udius Quaidul was an awesome, like the most
in
recent
the
Udius Quaidul.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
In the space time.
Space time, too, but.
You're thinking about when he actually gets the ritual introduced?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that was just, it was epic. Yeah.
It was good. It really was. Electric Kevin, thank you for the $5 Australian super chat. I'm the only one that can answer this. Who do y'all think would win in a duel between Rin and Blue Girl?
I think Blue Girl.
So the Blue Girl version specifically, and then Rin is for Mark V, right?
Yeah.
So not Blue Maiden.
Yeah, no Blue Maiden.
No Blue Angel.
No Blue Angel. Blue Girl, the worst version, I would say, of Allie.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, it's like, it's tough because I'm immediately, based on results, you would instantly pick Rin. But then you think about Rin's duel, and it's like, well, she was brainwashed. She had cards in her deck that she normally wouldn't have had in her deck that allowed her to beat Yugo. I mean, it was a super impressive victory, but she only dueled once. But then I look at Blue Girl, even expanded to Aoi's eyes in general.
Just getting cooked. Three
wins against duelists who dueled once.
Yeah, who were trash.
Who were trash.
Justice for her.
Ate the curb, so to speak.
It's okay.
Ate the curb, ate the wall.
I mean, come on.
I don't know.
You're not wrong.
This might be controversial, but I'm gonna pick Rin. I'm gonna pick Rin.
Rin even for the win.
Yeah. Well, brainwashed. I think she may have been better, but I'm also
assuming she's not brainwashed. You think she's still
assuming
winning.
She's not brainwashed? I still think she is. She's probably a very good duelist.
And Blue Girl's just an entertainment duelist.
Who's the best duelist?
Blue Angel. What?
The Blue Angel was the entertainment.
Blue Angel was the entertainment.
Who's the?
It makes a difference.
Who's the best duelist in your opinion, female wise, in Arc 5? Serena?
I would say Serena's the best girl duelist. Yeah. I mean, some people might argue Yuzu, but I would say Serena.
It'd be Serena.
Yeah. Early on, it certainly was Yuzu, but
from anything I've seen, like I'm like, she seems like the one that's most capable.
I think she's the best girl character in Arc 5. I love Serena, yeah.
Do you feel that way before or after the manga ending of that show?
Well, Serena wasn't in the manga.
No. I'm saying because you're not picking Yuzu.
No. Here's the thing. Here's the honest thing when it comes to the Arc 5 manga. And I know that manga gets memed on a lot, and I get it. The ending is weird.
It is weird.
Yes, it's weird. But, like, the Arc 5 anime, Yuzu and Yuya and the moments they shared are a completely different story than the Arc 5 manga.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Like, the romantic implications on the anime side...
there is certainly... It
does not carry over.
In the anime, because I've not read the manga.
Yes.
In the anime, like, it's implied.
Very implied that they both had feelings for each other.
What was it, like, episode 100 or 102? Yeah. When they got together?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
They clearly, clearly liked each other.
Yeah.
But those are not the same characters that are in the manga. Now, that said, there are weird moments in the manga. Like, Yuya at one point, like, you know... accidentally grabs her chest, and of course
that's
that
just
ends
classic
up
classic Japanese.
That's exactly
like
it. And of course,
manga.
She ends up being her. You know, so that doesn't abolish the manga from its sins, but the romantic implications between those two were not nearly as strong, in my opinion, as they were in the anime. And
that's,
I think, people that loved those two characters in the anime and maybe loved that ship were more disturbed because the manga went that route. Right. Even though, again, it's two different versions of them, and the moments they had in the anime don't carry over. I'm not defending the ending. It's a weird ending.
Yeah.
It was very unnecessary, I thought.
I mean, I've argued this when people forget with, and we won't go on this whole tangent, but people forget when, because Marvel movies got so popular, no one really reads the comics. I'm like, God, dude, like, you go,
oh,
from,
I can
like,
imagine.
You go from like the 60s to like the 80s, there's a lot of horrible shit.
I can imagine.
There. And you're like, this is not, like, how did this get printed?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is crazy.
Yep.
So, I get
that.
Where I don't look at characters today, modern-wise, in a totally different side of the entertainment, in actual movie or TV show or an anime in this case, and go, oh, well, that must relate to this. It's totally different mediums.
Yeah, yeah.
And those characters, even though they're the same, they're not.
Right, right. Yeah. No, it is crazy. It is crazy. But yeah, Arc 5 manga, man. I'm going to go with Ren there, Kevin. Natalie, thank you for the $2 super
chat.
That
was all part of the same company.
Beyblade Everything, let's go. It has 142 episodes. Now, I here's the thing. If
we started
out
friends.
And I got to be honest. And like, I if I uploaded a Beyblade Pokemon Vanguard video, whatever it was, and it got like a good amount of views, 3,000, 4,000, well, that's different, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, then I would feel like, okay, there's enough of an audience here. I just don't know if there really is enough of an audience to get those sort of consistent views. And that does affect kind of what I'm able to put time in on the video side. Not necessarily, like, I watch My Hero Academia, I watch JJK, but I'm not making content on that.
Back in the day.
Yeah, on Dylan from Anime.
Dylan
like
from Anime.
Before COVID.
Hey,
yeah.
I haven't heard that name in
years. If you know that YouTube channel, if you know that deep cut, you've been here a long time.
And unfortunately, the mass interest in how many views and the sort of attention that people would give it is important to me, because this is my livelihood now. This is my job. And so that is something that I need to consider. If I felt confident there was a market for it, and it might be one of those things where I do test the waters one day and make a Pokemon episode review if a new Pokemon anime starts and see how it does and see how many crossover fans there actually are. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not opposed to doing something on the side here on Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything. I want to upload
That'd
every day. I have uploaded every day since mid-November besides
quests.
One. But every day this year, if once a week I'm doing a Pokemon video, I think that's fine.
Is there any way,
the
if that happens,
series.
Yeah,
any way in the world I could just get you into Dragon Ball? Just any
oh,
way,
I
man.
Love Dragon Ball.
Just come on, man.
Please. I'd have to watch every episode.
But we can do that.
But there's different series. Like,
yeah,
you
don't
can
even
watch
have to,
it
you have to do the whole
series.
Thing. Even if you don't want to watch Dragon Ball,
but
you
that,
can watch Dragon Ball Z.
That's like, that's more, I think there'd be like over 1,000 episodes
no,
of that.
No, he could watch Dragon Ball Z Kai.
No,
which
I will
is
cut
a,
so much crap out for you.
No,
that
but he
you
can
watch
Kai, which is like an abridged version
Kai
of Dragon
is
Ball
bridge,
Z.
And you don't even have to watch the Buu arc. And there you go.
And Kai is like 140 something episodes.
It's not even
it's
that
not,
bad.
It's not that many.
And here's where
I could watch
Luttrell
it
would probably comment One Piece. Let's go, man. Trell, I'm not watching
here and he'd be pissed.
Trell, I'm
he's
not watching
so
One Piece with I know he's pissed because I don't want to watch it with him. I'm not watching One
well,
Piece.
Well, it's
with
like
him,
when Nicole, she
Boruto,
she,
right?
Yeah, she loves Boruto.
Huge Boruto girl.
Huge Boruto
yeah,
girl.
Of course.
We could watch Solo Leveling.
Natalie, that's a newer show, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Natalie, thank you for the $5 super chat. Beyblade Metal, you just jump into. Each series has its own story, Dylan. Okay, well, that makes me more interested in it. Beyblade Metal is fire, bro. You don't need to watch the other series. Okay, well, that's interesting, and that obviously makes it more accessible,
more feasible.
For sure
The other thing too, and I've got to be honest, I've got to have a real passion for it. Now, I'm not saying that if I started watching Beyblade Metal I wouldn't get a passion for it. I might be like, wow, this is freaking awesome.
But you also might not.
Love it. But I might not.
Yeah.
And I'm never going. I think another thing that people know about me, and I think a reason people enjoy this content in this channel is the authenticity.
Of course.
I genuinely am very passionate about this franchise. I love these shows. Mm-hmm. I love these characters.
With everything.
It's hard to tell that it's real. And, you know, I would want to feel that same level. And I might. I'm not saying a definitive no to it, Natalie. Yeah. And it's not just Natalie. There are other people.
I feel like your best chance, if you think of all the shows that you could, you know, consider. Pokemon, you have, like, years of experience with. It's something you know you like.
Pokemon, yeah.
And it's one of those things where you could even, you know, do different series as you're going.
Yeah.
Like, you have Yu-Gi-Oh! And you have, like you said, like, the once a week. Oh,
I think there's a sideshow. I think it's fine.
You can intermingle everything.
Side quests, you
know?
You do
Pokemon, and then you do your vlog series of recording yourself playing Pokemon Go. You just cross over everything.
Yeah.
It's a wide net.
Just be changing to Dylan everything at that point.
Wow.
Dylan. That's a game changer.
Caliber, we have a $2 donation from Insurance Agent Smith. Would you like to read this?
Sure. Do not click on it and make it go out there.
That is actually
thank you, Insurance Agent Smith, for the $2. Dylan, your dream is to sell insurance and insurance accessories for us. We need to fix the glitches in the Matrix by selling people customized insurance products that are overpriced and never pay out. That is your true dream. Don't delude yourself.
Okay.
I
don't know who it is. I have a suspicion it's delayed on MTA, but I'm not positive.
You never know.
Because he seems to make these hilarious.
He's a funny guy.
But I don't know if it's delayed.
The Matrix reference tied in with insurance is really good.
Perfect. Let me say this, and I'm going to say this for the umpteenth time. I never sold insurance.
No.
I was never an insurance sales agent.
Are you sure?
I did not sell insurance.
You didn't claim.
And I did not like insurance. The thing that these people know.
Allegedly.
These people know this is the truth.
We all know.
I love hospitality, and I love the hotel job that I've done. Obviously, it's part-time now. It has been part-time for years, once a week, if that even. But I love that industry, the hospitality industry.
But you don't have a passion for it like you do for insurance.
No, I and there's never anybody that donates and talks about, hey, hospitality was always your true. It's always the insurance because they know I did not like that industry.
They know it nags at you a little bit.
Yeah, they do. They do.
I mean, why else would you take hour-long breaks when you only have 30?
hour and a half.
Legally, I can't comment on that.
Pops up.
Oh my God! Well, whoever
he
you
watches
are,
the Insurance from Everything channel.
Oh no, God! Insurance Agent Smith, thank you for the donation. Electric Kevin, thank you for the Australian $5 super chat. 16th of December, right after the final episode of Journeys, they announced for Horizons for April.
Damn,
I doubt they'll do this at the end of Go Rush, but we'll see. Well, here's the thing. Here's the weird thing, Kevin, and everybody watching. I went back. January 6th, there was an announcement that came out.
So this year?
No, 2022. So rewind yourself to 2022. January 6th, an article came out and stated Yu-Gi-Oh! 7's 2022. Please. Yu-Gi-Oh! 7's is... do you have the actually face up again? Yeah, there it is. They came out on January 6th and said, hey, Yu-Gi-Oh! 7's is officially ending in late March.
Right. They technically have not said that for this show.
They have not.
No.
And it's now almost exactly a month.
How pissed would you be in some way that, like, you're excited we get, like, a whole season 4, but pissed that, like, they did this to your mental health?
That I spent...
like, they did this to you.
Well, you know, one of the animators, and I read his message, he said that it is wrapping up very soon.
Yeah, you would imagine they're going to announce it soon.
I think there's a small chance.
They just don't.
No, that maybe it goes into, like, April, May, maybe June. Yeah. Maybe they do another, like, arc. But it would be wild. It'd be unprecedented. But we're in unprecedented times for Yu-Gi-Oh! And really, we have been since 2019. Since Vrains ended 6 months early, we have been in unprecedented times. Moving to a new studio, moving to an entirely new game, and then having two shows that are so intricately connected.
Yeah.
And then now having
seemingly over,
having no new Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime announced. So we're in another like a weird time, but it is very weird that we have not gotten official confirmation that the show is ending in late March, just that it's in its climax.
They end the show and they like just have the most out of left field announcement. They're like, hey, Zexel, you can legally watch it. So a Crunchyroll. Imagine like that's their big news.
That's what
like,
they
hey,
do.
It's back.
Something they should have done seven, eight years
they're
ago.
Like, here you go.
We're doing you a favor.
And they're like, hey, you should appreciate us.
Yeah,
we're
doing you a favor.
Yeah. I'm like, where's the new show, man?
Yeah.
How about that?
God, that'd be ridiculous.
2028.
Yeah.
That being said, I mean, it would be amazing for Zexel to be legally.
It would be so much easier to
watch. It's almost diabolical that it isn't at this point.
It's ridiculous.
I mean,
if we could somehow do investigative reporting, I want to know where
they
in the
just
law.
Skipped it.
Why is that one
they
not
just
anywhere?
Skipped it. Yeah,
you shouldn't understand.
We will never understand the intricate
workings. We're taking a trip to Japan. We're going to Konami. We're getting to the bottom of this.
I still believe that if I went to Japan and knocked on the door at Studio Gallup and politely introduced myself with an interpreter, I think they'd let me in and I could talk.
I really think they would. Maybe if that animator guy was there.
No, he works at Bridge. He works at Bridge.
Ah, well, then you're screwed.
Well, it is Gallup. You haven't done Yu-Gi-Oh!
That studio, remember Soltech's building when they sold it? That is Gallup.
That was foreshadowing what happened to Gallup. That's horrible, dude.
It's one of my best jokes on this podcast.
That's terrible. Electric Kevin, thank you for another $5 super chat. Starting from Duel Monsters, what are your favorite openings from each series? I'll just go first. They've only watched, so you got to pick your favorite openings from Vrains, Sevens, and Go Rush. I'll go, well, Pete, you know a little bit more, but I'll go quickly because I think I'll be able to do this off the top of my head. DM opening 5, Overlap. GX opening 4, Precious Times, Glory Days.
That's great.
5D's opening 2, Last Train. Zexel opening 3, Soul Train, I think is probably my... Is that the name of it? Soul Train? I think that's my... Braving is 2. Braving is really good, too. But I think it's going to be Zexel opening 3 for me. Where are we now? Arc 5 opening 2, Burn is my favorite. Yu-Gi-Oh! Vrains opening 3, Calling is my favorite. Mm-hmm. Yu-Gi-Oh! Sevens opening 1... Nah, such a... I like opening 2.
Unbelievable.
Such a fun freaking song
that's
specifically written for that show, which makes it unique from other openings,
That might still be my favorite opening ever.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And then Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush. I'm going to go opening... opening 1, Haruvite, is my...
Ooh.
Is that the name, Haruvite? I think that's opening 2 of Sevens. I think I got the name
be.
Wrong. I think that's opening two of Sevens.
Name, but
But Vrain's opening 1 is my favorite opening. I got to be honest, I was not a big fan of opening 2. And opening 3, I'm kind of lukewarm on, to be honest with you.
Go Rush.
Did you say Vrain's? I'm sorry. I think Go Rush. Shinkido. Thank you. Shinkido. Yeah, Haruvite is 7. I knew that as soon as I said it. Shinkido is my favorite Go Rush opening.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be honest. My bold take. Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush has the worst openings of all the shows.
I don't think that is a bold take.
Maybe it's not.
I don't think so.
Maybe it's not.
Like, I think I like the music. Mm-hmm. I do like the openings and closings, but I think it's the weakest.
Well, yeah, not even talking about the endings, because there's some endings that I love. The openings, specifically.
The openings are the weakest.
Because some of the endings I actually... if I had to rank them, you know, Shinkido's pretty high, but I think, like, the top 5... And I think there's 3 openings and 5 endings. I think the top 5 is like 1 opening and 4 endings. The endings, I think, of Go Rush have been enjoyable.
Yeah.
I think all of the Vrains openings are better than all of the Go Rush ones.
Well, yeah, I don't know what show you would put below Go Rush from an opening
quality. No, but I'm saying, like, I think every single one of their openings are better than the best Go Rush opening.
That is a hot take. I think Shinkido is better than Go Forward.
Go
That's
Forward.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't know, man.
But... Yeah. Go
for it. I think that's why I like it, is because it's just like, just funny, you know? But I think Calling was the best from Vrains.
I think I have my
too.
List.
Yeah, please.
I know all these songs. I just looked them up to make sure I can go.
Yes, do your list. Because you will, I'm sorry to interrupt. No. Even though Pete has not seen these shows, you might be like, why? How does Pete know all of them? You've listened to all the openings.
Everything.
Yes.
Many, many, many times.
Yes, and I know.
I was actually listening 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Overlap, definitely. So I agree with that one.
Yeah, great one.
For sure. GX, I kind of went back and forth. I think it's got to be Precious Time, Glory Days. It's just,
were you going back with 99% or with Teardrop? Because you definitely not opening one, right?
No.
Yeah, opening one's terrible.
Absolutely not.
Not absolutely, terrible, absolutely but not. It's not in the same league even, as yeah, two, three, yeah, and four.
No. For which show?
DX. Yeah, Precious oh, Times, Glory Days. Yeah.
I got to go opening one of, yeah, go of GX.
Selling my seed. Yeah, yeah. Gotta
I think,
say.
I think going my way for 5Ds.
Yep, that's my number two.
Zexel's tough because there's a few ones I actually like in Zexel. I think at the end, I think I'm going to pick Wonder Wings.
Wonder Wings is good.
Yeah, like yeah. I think I'm going to pick Wonder Wings. Wonder and then Burn Wings. Is an easy one for
yeah,
our,
Burn
our
is.
Although, I actually do like Pendulum beat in that.
I think if you watched the show, you wouldn't.
But I like the song. I'm just sure. judging on the song.
Sure. I think if you watched the show, you wouldn't.
Yeah. And then with the Wind, I think. Would
oh,
be.
With the Wind, yeah. It's number two for me in brains. Yeah. And then what about Sevens?
Calling is good. Sevens?
Oh, one or two. I mean, there are only two. Haruvate or not?
I probably go the second one. I go.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. And then what about Go Rush?
I really honestly don't even like anything. In
you don't even like Shinkido, the first one?
Not really, no.
I like the first.
I just like, it's okay. And if I had to pick something, I'd pick that. I don't like really any of the openings.
Yeah.
And even there's only like one ending maybe that I like.
There's a couple endings I
love.
Where
like there's a lot of alternates that I like in Sevens. I love really almost all the songs in that. Like, mm-hmm.
dude,
the
Sevens
insert
music's
songs,
insane.
Like, there's so much better music in Sevens than there is in Go Rush.
I would agree with that.
It just is.
Yeah. I mean,
from a song
there
perspective.
There was like a pretty big emphasis on music in Sevens.
Yeah.
Like between the school. I mean, think about the amount of variations of the school theme.
Mm hmm. Right. Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
like,
right.
At least
Roman singing, Gakuto singing.
Three of, like, so it's like
yeah.
the one that just initially recorded, which was, you know, whoever singing
Youth Psyche,
it.
I believe.
And then it's like each individual character singing it. There was one that I think there was three of them singing it.
Yeah.
Dude, we were spoiled.
We were spoiled. And that felt like yeah. the studio really trying to make a creative,
yeah.
lasting impact
yeah,
with
yeah.
a new product that they got.
Yeah.
And I think they succeeded.
And what's his name's insert song?
Roa's?
Roa's inserts. What's that called? Why can't I remember it?
Oh,
The Incredible.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Roa's insert song.
Romans is Are You Ready?
Oh my God.
Romans is Are You Ready?
Yeah, which
yeah,
I love.
Miniscape?
Miniscape.
That's it.
I actually,
thank you, Colin.
And I actually prefer, I think I'm one of the only people at the table. I prefer Romans over Roa's.
I do
insert
love,
song.
I know.
I
love
I
Romans.
Also prefer Roa's.
But they're all,
yeah.
like, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
they're
I love
all
Romans.
Great. Like,
but they're both very good.
We were there was a huge emphasis on music in
yes.
general in Sevens.
I know, to get it.
Even the ending, too, of they all did one. One, two.
Yeah. Yes.
I
yeah.
love that.
Yeah, yeah
love
that's what Nick T was talking about. And even the guy. Youth Psyche Youth, I can't remember his name, but the guy who did the opening and ending.
Yeah.
Remember, he did an acoustic version
oh,
yes.
of
yep.
ending one, and it's like beautiful.
Also, two yeah. great, also great endings in Sevens.
Yeah.
Great endings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He also did an acoustic version of that school theme.
Right, the ending. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh,
yeah.
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 That's no, that is, that pulls my heartstrings every time.
I was like, they should have played that at the end of the show.
Dude, they should have.
That would have been so, so good.
To circle back, I can't really answer this question faithfully.
You can do the last three shows.
Yeah, I could do the last. I will say, as I you know, loved GX opening one. I love that song.
Is that the only one you remember or have heard from GX?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like,
are you
genuinely like
dub,
it. Like
though?
It feels.
No,
I do like the dub one. But the sub one I actually
I
really
like. The dub, man.
It
kind of see.
Yeah. Yeah. That, it feels yeah. like a like.
That's
I'm
really
not.
How
this
it
is
sounds.
Gonna sound wrong, but it feels like a like real
ridiculous.
Song to me.
Okay.
Whereas some of the others like feel like opening songs.
Sure.
So that's just why I'm like, yeah, this is sick, and something I would listen to otherwise.
It just drives me crazy.
For Vrains, yeah. Calling is definitely.
Yep. Agree yeah. with you there.
Calling. Sevens is no.
Yeah.
Nah.
Agree with you there.
And then Shinkido.
So we have the same opinion
yeah,
on the final three.
So, yeah.
Dude, Masaki Endo is amazing, dude. I love that guy.
He was incredible. He was 5Ds. Just
know,
like Youth Psyche was 7s, he was 5Ds. And it's a shame that they never brought him back because he did two great insert songs, too. He did Yusei.
If there was a, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, you're good.
If there was a new Yu-Gi-Oh! Show and that was one of the main things, like,
oh,
I would go insane.
Yeah. His voice is so freaking good. He actually didn't do Yusei. That was done by a band called
yeah.
Levy. But he did Clear Mind, which is an amazing song.
Oh, so
and
good.
He did Yakusoku no Melody, which is the song that plays in the
yes.
final episode. Beautiful piano piece that I'll tell you, man, you're driving down the Garden State Parkway. It's midnight. There's no cars on the road. The window's down and the tears are rolling. You're blasting that song.
I feel you there. I'm going to be honest with you. It's so good.
Because you're thinking about 5D's ending and, oh, God. What a freaking song.
Bring them back, Bridge.
What
Come
a
on,
song,
man.
Dude. Wow.
Figure it out.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I'm not speaking from experience. You know, I just.
I think you kind of are.
Thank you. You've had probably many nights.
Nah, it's a great song. He was 5Ds. He was incredible, and he did the final two openings as well. What about you for Vrain 7's Go Rush?
Calling for Vrain's. Yep. I think that was the best one. For 7, I mean, for 7's. Yeah. It's just so catchy.
Are
you
going to go in a different direction here with Go Rush?
With Go Rush, I really don't like the openings.
Yeah.
Which one's the second one?
Dee bee bo bop bo dee dee do bop.
And what's the first one?
Yeah, yeah.
I know it now.
Oh,
okay.
You know
what was the first one again?
Oh, wait. I might take it back. I think 2 is my favorite.
What was the first one?
Shinky do da 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 shinky do dun 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 dun. Shinky-do.
I don't even remember the first one. I'm gonna go with the second one because I don't even remember the first one really.
Da, 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 da. I think why I changed my answer. The second one reminds me of like na 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 in a sense. It kind of has that like.
I'm gonna take opening 2 on the pure fact that I don't really remember opening 1. I didn't like them, so I just didn't watch the opening.
Sure,
one.
No, listen. Music is the most.
But the ending
art are the
it's
most.
It's funny though because
things.
The endings. I would watch the episode, skip the beginning, and sit through the entire
the
ending.
Kimi de. Oyakode Kimi wa. I believe that's the what's the name of that song? Song of Departure. Dude, that song is so good. And then the one we have now.
I love that one, yeah.
It's so good.
That one, I don't like your version of it, but
Seven's two. God.
What? Is that?
No, it's 7-2, Even Never Looking Back. That song always gets me. Actually gets me emotional.
Never
when
looking
I listen
back.
To that song.
I know the bass in that is
we,
crazy.
We should play that song when you leave here.
No!
How many songs are you going to play when I leave?
A whole bunch because it's our final time together.
Oh, God.
Got to give you something to remember me by.
Oh, yeah.
Looking back.
Andrew Rowland. Thank you.
Jesus. Holy shit. And we just praised you, man, and your wonderful work in the dub.
We spent 20 minutes praising this guy.
Andrew, we're going to get back to your dono, but oh my God.
That's a good comment.
When it comes to Dylan singing, I prefer the sub. You have to address that.
I have nothing to say. I agree with him.
You gotta respond to this.
No, I have nothing to say. I was simply singing so the good people in chat and you three would remember the songs. That's all.
I appreciate it because I needed a little refresher.
I thought it sounded good, by the way.
But there's for some reason in my head, I could just see like we're on a game show. We're playing some music game where you hear a clip. And Dylan has to hum the clip or do it, and you have to get it. And I can just see you getting infuriated.
Oh, well, that's just musical charades. That game
but
should
that's
exist.
Yes. Like, we're on in front of a live studio audience, and I can
and,
see you
and
getting
Barrett
furious.
Nick T, come on. I know you know this.
That could be anything.
Nick T, it's got guitar. There's this slow singing part.
They're singing? Wow.
But on this show, Nick T gets a bucket of water balloons and he's allowed to throw at Dylan when he doesn't like what he's doing.
That'd be fun. Anyway, and Barrett would be a good host for that show.
Andrew Rowland, yes. Thank you for the $5 super chat. Can I send you a link to a video I made making fun of the Arc 5 manga ending? Absolutely, Andrew. If you want to do it on Twitter, I'm barely on. Blue Sky, if you want to do it on there, if you have a Blue Sky, I'm trying to be on that platform a little more. But I'm really not active on there too much either. Or Discord, if you're in the Discord and you want to just DM me, that's fine. Or email, you know, whatever works for you. Konami Bootlicker, thank you for the $2 donation. I gave all of my paycheck to Konami, man. If they did Duelist Kingdom, I would partake in it. It would be cool if you guys could donate your money to the hardworking people at Konami. I can't wait until Konami rolls out microtransactions for Rush Duel Links. Hey, who's going to tell him? Microtransactions.
It's literally that meme.
It's literally that meme.
So,
always
listen,
has
been. I, this is a,
always
this,
been around, man.
This is an account much like the, you know, insurance agent Smith.
Yeah.
Mr. Konami.
Yeah. Konami Bootlicker is a good one.
I don't know who that is. Yeah. I don't know who that is.
I love it. Maybe it really is a bootlicker.
Despicable Dave's another one. No idea who that guy is.
Yeah, Despicable Dave.
No idea.
I love when they troll you.
It's yeah. Listen, Konami's doing fine. They're yeah, eating well.
Worth at least a couple bill.
Colin.
Yeah, just a couple bill.
Couple bill.
Blue Sky is a ex-Twitter alternative.
Yeah, Blue Sky is just, it's very similar to Twitter.
Yeah,
it's
very similar.
Yeah.
It comes out of the loop.
I think it uses, it's former devs, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, is it former Twitter
I'm not,
devs?
Not.
People that got tossed.
Oh, yeah. Axel Hero. Thank you for, I'm good. Thank you for being a channel member. I appreciate you, man. Hello to you all. Quick question. What anime genre do you all get more invested in? It's a good question. For me, it really is that stereotypical shonen. I've tried to watch like comedy anime. I've tried to watch romance anime.
I can't see you watching romance.
Yeah, it's not for me. Besides the odd like seinen, which is like psychopaths genre. That's really the only show in that genre that I watch, at least I believe. It really is just shonen for me. It's very typical. It's it's not unique at all.
I think I also know what the genre is enough to even answer this question. Because I do watch a wide variety of things, but I never go, huh, what genre is this? I'm just watching it.
Oh, is it more like action or fighting
or
drama?
I prefer more like detective stuff.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that.
You should watch Moriarty the Patriot.
I know. People tell me that.
Yeah, I've watched
it. I do enjoy that more. But I like my... I mean, I loved Love is War. Like, I do love a fun comedy romance anime. So, it's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever watched Cowboy Bebop?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
I'm only asking because I know Crystal's a huge fan of it.
Yeah, that would probably be something I should get into.
I've heard amazing things. Yeah. I mean, Nick T, you're more Gundam, right? I mean, you're a big Gundam.
I've always been more Gundam. But I will say some of my favorites kind of have like... Yeah, so like sci-fi, right, I guess is the in general, but like some of my favorites outside of Gundam do have more of a psychological aspect to them, like Neon Genesis Evangelion and Serial Experiments Lane are both definitely sci-fi, but are like a bit psychological.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's not it's what you'd expect. I mean, I'll tell you, it's very small list for me, Axel, here, but the show is... that I'm watching that are still ongoing, obviously Yu-Gi-Oh! And then like My Hero, Jujutsu Kaisen, and Fire Force. And that's really it. And then like I've watched Soul Eater in full. I've watched Death Parade. That's not really the shonen genre. Only 12 episodes. That's, I think, the best show I've ever watched. Code Geass was amazing.
Yeah, Code Geass.
Which is a Gundam. So I have watched a Gundam. What, Mecha? Is that?
It's a Mecha anime.
That's what I meant. Mecha. Yeah. Yeah, Gundam's right, a subgenre of mecha. But yeah, no, it's good. It's fun.
Good question.
Yeah, really good question. And thank you for being a member. Appreciate it. Helps me out a lot, my friend. Electric Kevin, thank you for another $5 super chat. Who do you think would win in a duel between Anna Kaboom and Ruri, Lulu Obsidian from Arc 5? It's excellent Arc 5. I mean, nobody can even give anything on any of those characters. Ruri, unlike Rin, did not win her duel. And even though obviously her deck is much better, Anna, it'd be tough. I think between the four Brazic girls, I think Ruri, just based on what we've seen, is the weakest duelist. That I just have to go based on what we saw in the show. I'm not saying she's a bad duelist. We just didn't see anything that would indicate otherwise, I think. I am going to actually pick Anna this time. Oh. I'm going to pick against the Bracelet Girl. I think we saw a little bit more from Anna. Again, if you're going by deck power, obviously Ruri's wins, but you can't go by deck power. Otherwise, Kiadu and the 5Ds era would have roughshod at everybody with Infernities.
Roughshod. Is that how you use that word?
Would have ran roughshod?
Yeah.
Roughshodded? Can you use that as a verb?
I wouldn't. I suppose you could.
That was a perfect response to that. I wouldn't.
What did Barrett say? I'm not reading what he said. I want you to read it.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
It was an accusation.
He said, Dylan, Did you throw a cup of maple syrup at someone at KatsuCon?
No, I was not at KatsuCon, which took place, I believe, this past weekend. I actually, one of my goals in 2025, I was away.
Yeah, but
I would like to
cover that you did do that, and you're going to say that you weren't at the con, so you don't get in trouble.
In what world would I have a cup of maple syrup?
I don't know. I don't know what you do on your weekends.
Listen, we can't do it. I think that we have to quell this rumor, because there might be people out there that think I'm walking up to cosplayers and throwing maple syrup at them. I don't want
also,
that.
I don't even think that would work, because like maple syrup is so thick. I feel like it would be hard to get it out of a cup. So,
yeah, I don't think it would move quickly.
Yeah, it's like molasses. That'd be tough.
Yeah, I don't think it would move quickly. I don't know what these two
they're just
fools
are
doing.
Guys in green over here.
I have not. One of my goals, I would like to go to more cons this year. So
yeah,
hopefully I'll be able to go to
maybe
more.
Go, maybe get a
yeah,
booth.
Now
a panel.
Yeah,
you're
even not even, you know, I mean, booth would be cool. But
you want to come to New York City Comic Con?
I'd love
manager?
To do that. Yeah, we'll do that.
I just know as soon as it comes, you're not going to go.
No, no.
I'll go.
Me and Space Cowgirl went this past.
Why? You're going to be a lot closer to MagCon now.
I'll be a lot closer to MagCon. Well, KatsuCon's also in D.C., isn't it?
If I'm home, I will go.
Yeah, so that means you're not going to be home.
Unless I'm thinking of MagCon. I don't know.
You're too busy, dude. You're always doing something.
Let's see.
Andrew Rowland.
Ruins my life.
Thank you for another $2 donation. Here's the link to the video. Andrew, this will be saved. I am going to copy and paste that link, and I will watch it afterwards. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Andrew. We also have a donation from the front man. Would you like to read it?
You would like me to read it?
Sure. Whenever I get a donation from someone, I feel it's better for Cal to read it I don't recognize.
Yeah.
He's trying to get me canceled.
Yeah, he is.
The front man, thank you for a $2 donation. I have designed a set of games that will help you get out of debt. I am running these games. One is called Red Light, Green Light. Don't worry, no one will get hurt.
Huh?
That's Squid Games. Squid Games. Don't fall for that. You're gonna die.
Well, but I have a chance to get out of debt.
No, don't join the game. I'm telling you right now, don't join the game,
please,
please, bro.
I've watched. You'll die.
Have you watched both seasons?
Not the newest one.
Okay,
yeah, I have to watch the new
season.
I haven't watched anything from it.
Really?
No.
I know.
You will die.
I need to.
You don't think I can handle it?
I think I watched in real life. There was a basketball halftime show, and there was this guy that's supposedly the best one in the world. Where he does Red Light, Green Light.
Thank you.
And he also did Simon Says. He did both. He got people instantaneously. Like, just how quick he was with doing this, you just can't keep up. You're done. It's over. So do not do this.
Shit.
Damn, dude. I thought that was my chance to get out of debt. The front man, thank you. We also got a donation from Hotel Agent Smith.
Gotcha.
Thank you,
Hotel Agent Smith, with the $2 donation. Dylan, ignore the false oracles. Your true dream is not making videos, nor is it insurance. Your true dream is selling customized packages of timeshares along with the insurance.
Wow, dude.
There's no greater joy for you than maxing blackout dates and rejecting claims.
You have to actually attend three interest meetings.
What's your response to that?
On a ski trip.
Somehow, he made it even worse.
Because that's your job.
I am also so passionately against timeshares.
And
I don't even think he knew that.
Apparently not.
No, I am. I know,
the Matrix says that you are
timeshares.
Selling timeshares.
I think timeshares target the elderly. And I, unlike what people believe, I actually like the elderly.
This guy used to target the elderly.
I feel like you're on record.
Nick T was a big targeter.
I had calling him up like, hey, your Medicare plan isn't enough. They're gonna
get
you.
You're scheming the hell out of them. Yeah.
Should we be saying that live?
Yeah, it's fine. All right. I didn't sign like an NDA or anything.
No, I've never sold. I would never sell. Listen, come on, man. Hotel Agent Smith.
Would you go back to claims adjuster, though?
I would never, no.
Or, what would you, subrogation?
Yeah, I would never.
No?
No.
Like, even if, like, there was nothing else, you were desperate. YouTube collapsed.
Even if this channel really did die for good, I would not, no. No, I would try to go into hospitality, but...
That'd probably be the way to go.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking about it, because I'm determined to make this work. And all the donations, all the super chats, you guys helped me. Achieve that dream. But listen, we have been live. I know YouTube only says an hour 15, but we've really been live for close to 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I want to thank all of you guys for coming by, to everybody that cheered on Twitch, donated, super chatted, became a channel member. I cannot begin to enunciate how much it means to me and how much it truly does help me, this production and this channel. And I want to thank the guys to my left. Dredger streams at twitch.tv/Dredgernator. He said he might have a stream planned on Sunday, but I don't know if he's actually going to.
Super Bowl
you can
Sunday.
Give him a follow there. That's what he said. Caliber, Nick T, and Pete, huge thank you to them as well. I'm going to let them promote
thank
stuff.
You.
Please check out their stuff if they want to promote anything. Cal Breezy?
I know yesterday you shouted me out, so I'll shout myself out.
Yes.
Twitch.tv/CalBreezy. It's CalBreezy. I have not streamed in like 2 years, but the plan is to get back to it at some point this year. And as work starts to slow down, I may have a little bit more time. So I'm hoping in the near future, Marvel Rivals might become like a thing. So
cool. Very cool.
Hey,
I'm streaming that on Friday.
A big commentary last night, man.
Yeah, you know, hey.
A lot of fun.
I have a lot of fun on the mic, man.
Marbles is a lot.
I like that you guys
you
committed
are your
to the
bit.
Yeah.
Jackets. Oh, yeah.
You have to. I don't have a ton to promote as of late.
Fine.
I am recording new music with Fragile Homes this Sunday.
Nice.
Cool. Sunday, oddly enough.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that. So go stream all Fragile Homes songs on all
streaming
platforms. Even though I'm not on any of those records yet. But I will be, so keep an eye out. Namelings on all streaming platforms. Mom Fight is go listen to all that. Maybe one day soon I'll make a Twitch return. We'll see. And Nameling album sometime this year, sometime early in the spring. I'll let you guys know.
Spring
Follow
in
me
action.
On stuff. Stream my music. Buy my music on Bandcamp if you want. You know that kind of stuff. That's all I got for you today.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't have much either. I do a YouTube channel, Clueless Gamers. Normally, I promote stuff over there, but right now, my computer died. So if you're wondering why there's been no football podcast, no other things over there, I'm in the process of buying parts and repairing that right now. So TBD on that. So that has been sad and very disappointing right in the middle of the playoffs and the Super Bowl. So I do apologize for that if you are a listener of that podcast. I greatly appreciate you. But I am on Dylan's Twitch Super Deprot on Thursday nights tomorrow, 8 o'clock EST. We're continuing Jedi Survivor. Things are really heating up in there. And I'm just kind of afraid of the dangers that I feel like I could sense through the Force that are coming. So,
hey, Cal's been putting the work in.
Exactly. Cal is putting the work in. Not this Cal, though. He's lazy. But come check me out over there.
Jeez.
And Twitter, PeeperCaro21.
We have a lot of fun here, as always, and listen, I know this was kind of a weird episode because we did not actually cover the Japanese Go Rush anime, but you know what? I think this was a great episode, watching the dub, watching our friend Barrett Letty voice Maddox. Really, really cool. So I hope you guys enjoyed. As always, thank you all so much for the amazing support. I'll be live tomorrow playing Master Duel. Pete will be live on my Twitch, which I'm very appreciative of, and then we'll be live on Friday as well, playing Duels of the Roses mod, and then on Twitch Marvel Rivals. So
fun
end of the week. Thank you guys all so much for watching, and I hope you have
an amazing day.
Amazing day, but Karibo Killer has donated
$2. Whoa.
I have taken over Natalie's access, and I'm coming for you, Dylan. I will get revenge for Karibos.
That's not good.
I unbanned them a year ago.
I think you should still.
They're bad. Thank you, Natalie, or Karibo Killer. Thank you all so much for watching, and I hope you have
an amazing day.
Take care,
Get
guys.
Y'all.
Have a wonderful night.